Caffeine, and the last one I want to talk about is sugar. Again, in 1975, the U.S. Department of Agriculture came out and said that one dose of sugar, just one dose of sugar each day, whether it's from a soft drink, a candy bar, sugar cereals, a teaspoon of sugar in your coffee, just one dose of sugar a day increases the loss of minerals from the human body by 300% over the national or the normal daily loss, 300% over the normal daily loss for a period of 12 hours. Candy bars and soft drinks for lunch, no supplementation. You can understand why our kids are developing diabetes, having strokes at 3 years of age, why they have ADD, ADHD, Tourette syndrome, depression, why they go ballistic, why they're on Ritalin.
Getting back to the products then, another way to increase the results people see is to increase the absorption of the products. And you recommend often for that a product called the Ultimate Enzyme.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, well, Ultimate Enzyme is the ultimate enzyme on the product, thus the name. And it has 150 milligrams of the betaine hydrochloride per capsule, which is the stomach acid replacer. And then it has 75 milligrams of pancreatin, which is a mixture of fat, carbohydrate, and protein enzymes. It has 75 milligrams of pepsin, which is a stomach protein enzyme, which, by the way, can only work in the presence of the betaine hydrochloride or hydrochloric acid in the stomach. It also has 75 milligrams of ox bile to assure that you're going to absorb the essential fatty acids. It has 75 milligrams of bromelain and papain, which are two protein digesting enzymes from pineapple and papaya. And you take two of those just before you eat with about a third of a glass of water, and you're going to have the best digestion you ever had in the world. If you have belching, burping, bloating, if you have foul-smelling bowel gas, if you have a B12 deficiency, if you have any mineral deficiencies, the ultimate enzyme is going to enhance the absorption of these nutrients and immediately shut off all the gas, bloating, belching, and foul-smelling bowel gas, just like you flipped off a switch.
Would most people, the average person, receive benefits then from taking the enzymes?
Oh, sure. It's going to, even if you don't feel you have any clinical symptoms that might warrant it, it still is going to benefit you by enhancing the absorption rate of your nutrients, especially the minerals, B12 and protein.
Another product I know American Longevity sells a lot of is the OxyBody. Now, what is the OxyBody? It contains, I believe, aloe vera and oxygen?
Yes. OxyBody is in a base of organically grown cold-pressed aloe vera juice. It's the finest aloe vera juice on the market. It has in it the equivalent of 20 drops of the 35% food-grade hydrogen peroxide per ounce. So it's basically an oxygen supplement in addition to the wonderful herb aloe vera. And then it has the cell's uptake of oxygen.
What would that extra oxygen do, Don? If somebody was getting that extra oxygen in their bloodstream, who might that help with?
It would help everybody. It would especially help me, you know, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon when I start getting tired and I need some extra mental energy. Anybody that has a lot of physical activity, a lot of athletes, sports-minded people, just basically anybody, older people with heart problems, angina, helps the get more oxygen to the heart. Also, people with beginning Alzheimer's.
Okay, what about respiratory problems?
Most definitely, because most of those people, I mean, if they're already, a lot of them are already on oxygen. What we're trying to do is increase the oxygen in the blood so they can get it to the lungs so that they can breathe better.
And is it true that extra oxygen actually helps your body fight off bacteria and infection as well?
Absolutely, Blake. Most bacteria that cause disease are what we call anaerobic bacteria, and they do not like oxygen. And by superoxygenating your body, you're going to, in fact, reduce your risk of infection.
Well, great. And this is the one product, though, I believe, that you have to take it a little bit differently. Not with your meal, but...
That's right. You want to take it either a half hour before your meal or 2 hours after the meal because your food has enzymes in it, plus you're going to get some bacteria in your food, which will off-gas the oxygen before you absorb it. And so you want to take it on an empty stomach a half hour before you eat or 2 hours after you eat. And being on the road the way I am and being in hotels and restaurants and airplanes lecturing to hundreds of people every night, 300 nights a year, I take the OxyBody just because it protects me from infection.
Well, thank you, Dr. Wallach. Another product I know that's real popular among athletes is the Sports Plus. Can you tell us a little bit about the Plus?
Okay, well, Sports Plus is both a fluid and mineral and vitamin replacement. When athletes sweat, they don't just sweat out water, they sweat out all 60 essential minerals And if you don't replace those minerals that athletes sweat out, exercise in of itself will be a negative. You can wind up with some horrible degenerative diseases, many of which are life-threatening.